And there is, as we find out on the morning show so often, there are so many things happening in the world of research that we never ever find out about until we bring them to you. And a new treatment for when it comes to cancer research, an immune system drug. Executive Director of the Cancer Research, Peter McCallum, Cancer Centre in Melbourne, Professor Joe Trapani. Joe, good morning. It's not a drug per se, though. Is it more of a technique?
Well, yes, good morning, Todd, and good morning to your listeners. There are actually a number of different ways of harnessing the immune system. Some of them are drug-like. They're actually what we call biologicals. They're antibodies usually, and they're ways of actually activating the immune system. So that's one class. The second class is to actually use immune cells from the patient themselves and give them back to the patient to fight cancer in their own body.
Is this a little bit like bone marrow treatment, getting bone marrow from another person, injecting it and making it work for the cancer sufferer?
Yeah, that's one. In fact, you know, it's interesting you say that because bone marrow transplants from another individual, one component of that therapy is actually an immune effect on the cancer. Because if you get the bone marrow cells from somebody else, and there are a few cancer cells left in the recipient's body, the incoming blood cells, if you like, or the stem cells, repopulate the marrow, and the resulting immune system can see the remaining cancer cells as foreign and actually destroy them. So that's actually something we've had for quite some time. But the new therapies are much more focused and much more immediate, if you like, in their effects. But it is, one form is a bit like a bone marrow transplant, but you actually give the patient's own cells back to them, and they've been activated to recognise and destroy the cancer cells.
So basically reprogrammed to a certain extent.
Reprogramming is exactly the right word. It's got a big long name, but it's called adoptive T-cell immunotherapy. What it actually means is the patient comes into hospital, and by the way, this isn't science fiction. This has now been happening for 5 or 6 years, and it's very effective in a number of forms of cancer. Patient comes in, gets hooked up to a machine that extracts from their blood these circulating killer cells in the immune system. And then there's a period of about 12 days that they're reprogrammed in very, very special clean rooms in the hospital. They become activated, they multiply, and they get very angry when they meet cancer cells. And when they go back into the patient's body, they can actually home in on those cancer cells and destroy them.
So they're cancer vigilantes, basically.
Spot on. And their day job, if you like, is normally to protect us against viruses. But they're very, very good at protecting us against viruses because viruses are foreign. You know, they're foreign to us. And as soon as they get into our body, whether it's a tonsillitis or a really serious virus infection like, you know, hepatitis or something, then these cells get mobilized. But now we're learning to adapt their use to actually detect cancer cells as well as infected cells.
Is this a little bit, and pardon me if I'm simplifying it, Joe, because I'm actually blown away by this, making these cells angry and, you know, firing them up to go and track down cancer. Is this a little bit like a natural chemotherapy?
Yeah, well, chemotherapy is in its own right undergoing a revolution in that it's becoming far, far more sophisticated and focused. And that's a whole, you know, there's all sorts of other experts could talk to you about that. But it is. It's a form of. It's actually a very radically different way of treating cancer. You know, your listeners would be well aware that for more than virtually a century, we've had three standard ways. We've had surgery, of course, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy. But this is very, very different. It's actually activating your own immune system, and it is actually not something of the future. It is something that's now proven to be effective in many, many clinical trials. If your listeners are interested, they should just get onto Google and look up a little girl who's in the US whose name is Emily Whitehead, and read about her. You know, a patient who was on the point really of death with a form of leukemia, childhood leukemia, at the age of 5. She had the therapy I just described to you. 7 years later, she's completely normal, back at school, completely in remission. And she was presented to President Obama, I think last year or the year before, a really remarkable patient. But she's one of thousands now who have undergone similar therapies. And these are now they're still experimental in the sense that you can access them mainly through clinical trials. But we are getting very close to one or two of these actually becoming regularly accepted and standard therapies now, because they really are effective.
How close?
We're thinking that the sort of treatment that Emily Whitehead had will probably, it's going through examination in the US as we speak, and chances are within 6 to 12 months that will be an accepted standard way of treating acute lymphocytic leukemia when all the other standard treatments have failed. So it's that close.
Look, this is great news. If you want to find out a little bit more about that young lady, head to 2NURFM.com and the Morning Show page. Professor Joe Trapani, we have so much bad news around when it comes to cancer. It's really lovely to have some good news and some light on the horizon. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
A really exciting time, and I appreciate your time too, Todd.
It is our pleasure. If you want to find out a little bit more about that young lady, as we said, 2NURFM.com and click on the Todd Sargent Morning Show page, 13 to 10.